Welcome to this masterclass on glue compression for jungle buses. Tuned for that pirate radio energy. We're staying inside Ableton Live. We're going intermediate, and we're focusing on mixing choices that make a drum and bass or jungle track feel like one rolling, broadcast-ready machine. Here's the big idea up front. Glue compression isn't a make-it-loud button. It's a cohesion tool. It's what makes a break. One-shots, bass layers, and the whole mix feel like they belong to the same record. And the pirate radio vibe? That comes from controlled urgency, slightly clamped peaks, a bit of harmonic grit, and a mix bus that feels like it's being pushed through a broadcast chain without murdering your transients. We're going to build three glue points. First, a drum bus, break plus one shots, glued so the snare stays forward and the groove stays alive. Second, a bass bus, sub plus mid bass, stable and consistent without turning into a blob. Third, a pre-master bus, gentle cohesion before a limiter, giving you that finished push. Let's start with routing, because good compression starts with good signal flow. In Ableton, group all your drum tracks into one group: breaks, tops, snare, clap, percussion. Name it drum bus. Then group all bass elements into another group: sub, res, bass effects. Name it bass bus. Now the optional but highly recommended step: make a dedicated PR remaster audio track. Set the audio to of your drum bus, bass bus, and any music or FX bus you've got, to the pre-master. Then set PR remaster audio to the master. Why do we bother? Because it gives you one controlled place to do radio glue without wrecking balances inside your groups. It also makes a slash B testing way easier. You can bypass bus processing cleanly and actually hear what's changing. Alright, drum bus glue. We want breaks to feel like one machine. On the drum bus, build this chain. First, EQ8 for cleanup. Second, glue compressor for the main glue. Third, saturator for microgrit. And optionally, drum bus for attitude. Let's do the EQ first. Put a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. Go fairly steep. This is about removing sub-rumble that makes compressors react to nonsense. If your hats are harsh, do a small, gentle dip around 8 to 12 kHz. Don't carve, just comment. Now the glue compressor. Start with settings that are classic for jungle and DNB punch. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio at 2 to 1. If the break is absolutely wild, you can try 4 to 1, but start at 2. Now lower the threshold until you're seeding about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks, usually snare hits. Turn makeup off for now. Don't let the plugin trick you by getting louder. We'll level match manually. And here's a key pirate radio move. Turn soft clip on. Soft clip on the drum bus often gives you that nicer edge on snares and its smooth spiky peaks in a way that feels more record and less digital. Ouch. Now listen like a producer, not like a meter reader. You're listening for the snare beating held in place instead of jumping out randomly. You're listening for ghost notes becoming a little more audible. And you're checking that the groove still swings. If it starts to stiffen, the first fix is usually back off the threshold for less gain reduction or slow the attack a bit. Fast attack is where swing goes to die. Next, add a saturator after glue. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive. The goal is not fuzz. The goal is this has been through a box. If you already have soft clip on the glue, you probably don't need soft clip on the saturator as well. Level match the output so your brain isn't voting for louder. Optional. Drum bus for attitude. Keep drive moderate, like 5 to 15%. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. Boom. Be careful. Boom can wreck your low end fast, especially if your kick and sub are already doing work. Use the dry slash wet if you need it, because sometimes a little goes a long way. Now let's talk about the secret weapon for pirate energy, parallel crush. Create a return track, name it drum crush. On that return, put a glue compressor, then saturator or overdrive, then EQ8. On the glue compressor in the return, we're going heavy on purpose. Attack at 0.3 milliseconds. Fast. We're clamping transients. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto if it pumps nicely with your groove. Ratio at 10 to 1. Then drop the threshold until you see something extreme, like 10 to 20 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's ridiculous. That's the point. It's a crushed layer we blend quietly. And again, soft clip on. Then EQ after the crush. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the low end to stay stable. You do not want sub and kick information dominating your parallel return. If you want more hype, try a tiny lift in the 2 to 5 kHz range. If it gets fizzy, dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Now send your drum bus to that return very quietly to start, like minus 20 dB. Then raise it until you feel density and urgency. It should feel like the drums step closer to you, like a station pushing signal, but it shouldn't sound like here are my smashed drums, unless you want that aesthetic, in which case go for it, but own it. Teacher note, if your break starts to feel narrower or weird in mono after you add the parallel return, you're probably overdoing width or top end in the crushed layer. Put a utility on the drum crush return and reduce width to something like 70 to 100%. Then check mono. If it holds up, you're winning. Another coach note, treat glue as a bus detector. What it reacts to matters. If your drum bus compressor is constantly reacting to low-end spill from the break or kick, clean that before the glue with high-pass filters, or separate your kick routing, or use the glue's sidechain section if your version shows it. If you can, enable sidechain filtering and set a high-pass around 80 to 150 Hz, so the compressor keys more off mid-transients like snare and break texture, not sub-energy. Alright, bass bus glue, stability without suffocating the sub. On the bass bus, use EQ8, then glue compressor gentle, then saturator for harmonics. EQ first. If there's useless sub-energy, a gentle trim around 20 to 30 Hz can tighten the whole record. If your Reese is masking the snare, check build-up around 180 to 300 Hz. That's a classic, why did my drums disappear zone. Now glue compressor on bass. We're not doing drum settings here. We're being respectful. Attack around 10 milliseconds so some punch and movement gets through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest notes. Soft clip is usually off on bass if you want it clean. If you want audible grind, sure, turn it on, but be intentional. A lot of the time, you get better translation by using saturation for harmonics rather than clipping the compressor. Then saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on your source. The goal is to create harmonics so the bass is readable on small speakers. Level match again. And here's a very usable trick. After saturating, if the bass starts stealing the snare's crack, dip a touch around 1 to 2.5 kHz. If you need note audibility, a gentle push around 700 hz to 1 kHz can help, but be careful because that region can turn boxy fast. Think of it like seasoning, not sauce. Now let's go to the pre-master, the broadcast chain feel. This is still mixing, not mastering. We're just controlling energy before the final limiter. On the pre-master, a solid chain is EQ8 for tiny corrections. Glue compressor very gentle, then a saturator or roar for subtle density, then a limiter for safety while you mix. On the pre-master glue, go conservative. Attack 30 milliseconds. This is huge in DNB. You want transients to live. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold set so you get about 0.5 to 2 dB of gain reduction in loud sections, like your drop. Soft clip on often gives that finished feeling. Pirate radio energy trick. Automate the glue threshold just a little in the drop. Not a dramatic sweep. Tiny moves. Like, make it grab an extra half dB to 1.5 dB of gain reduction in the drop. That can make the drop feel like it locks in, even if the actual peak level stays the same. Now, put a limiter last either on the master or at the end of pre master as a guardrail. The limiter is not your loudness plan at this stage. It's just there to keep you from clipping your interface while you build the mix. If you slam it, you won't know what your glue compression is really doing. Let's talk about arrangement, because glue responds to contrast. Jungle thrives on it. Try a drop prep where you remove kick and sub for a bar or two. Let the tops and break chatter. Your bus compressor relaxes. Then when the drop hits, it clamps just a touch and the impact feels bigger, even at the same volume. Try call and response in drums. Alternate a clean break bar with a layered one-shot bar. Glue helps it feel like one consistent engine. Try bass gaps. Tiny pauses in sub right before snares, even a 16th note. Compression brings up the ghost texture around it, so gaps feel intentional and the snare feels more authoritative. Now, common mistakes, so you can avoid the pain. First mistake, overgluing the drum bus. If your break loses swing and turns to paper, back off gain reduction, slow the attack, or use auto release. Second, fast attack on the mix bus. If your track stops feeling like DNB, that's usually why. Third, letting the parallel crush carry low end. Filter it. Otherwise you get mod and unstable pumping. Fourth, not level matching. Louder always sounds better. Don't get fooled. A great habit is to put utility after glue on each bus and use that for gain matching. It makes a slash B decisions honest. Fifth, compressing into clipping by accident. Watch meters. Use soft clip as a choice, not as a surprise. If you want an advanced ferritation, here are a couple you can try once the basics feel solid. One is two-stage drum glue. Put a tiny peak controller before your main glue, like a limiter, shaving just 1 to 2 dB on the sharpest hits. Then let the glue do the movement. This keeps the glue from overreacting and helps preserve swing. Another is splitting break versus one shots. Make a break bus and a hits bus inside your drum group. Glue them differently, then glue them together lightly at the parent. It's extra control without flattening detail. And for frequency-conscious parallel crush, you can make two crush returns, one focused on mids, say 200 Hz to 4K Hz, and one focused on tops, high-passed around 3 to 6K Hz and distorted a bit more. Blend them to taste for transmitter aggression without destroying the low end. Let's finish with a quick practice exercise you can actually do today. Load a 16-bar loop, classic break, kick, snare, sub, reese. Set up drum bus, bass bus, pre-master routing. On drum bus glue, attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, soft clip on. Adjust threshold to get about 3 dB of gain reduction on snares. Create return a drum crush. Use the heavy crush settings and filter lows out. Blend it until you just notice density. On pre-master glue, attack 30 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, soft clip on. Target about 1 dB of gain reduction in the drop. Now do Riedel A/B tests. First, bypass the drum crush return. What disappears? Usually urgency and density between hits. Then bypass drum bus glue. Does the snare start jumping around? Does the break feel less like a unit? Then bypass PR remaster glue. Does the mix feel less cohesive, like the elements aren't living in the same world? And write down what changes first when you overdo it. Most people hear it as hat smearing, snare dulling, groove stiffening. That's your personal warning light. For homework, if you want the full skill check, bounce 3 versions of a 32-bar loop. Version A, clean, no bus glue, no parallel crush. Version B, bus glue only, drum, bass, and pre-master glue on, no parallel. Version C, full pirate chain, bus glue plus parallel crush plus subtle pre-master saturation. This audio version is shortened for playback.